StartupRad.io, your podcast and YouTube blog covering the German startup scene with news, interviews, and live events.
Hello and welcome from, in my case, from New York City. This is This Month in German Startups by StartupRate.io. In a news recording with Joe from Frankfurt am Main. Hey, Joe.
Hey, guys.
And me, Christian, from New York City. It is fall. We are back from our summer break, and that's why we bring you another bonus episode as part of our news coverage of the German startup scene. We call it the Unicorn Tracker. It becomes longer and longer every month, it seems. And we recorded this episode on September 28th of 2021, wrapping up July, August, and September, speaking about the companies who in Germany are now part of the very delicate club of unicorn startups. It's a bonus episode following our special coverage from June because, and let's dive right into it, we have new unicorns to announce.
Chris, may I interrupt you one bit here? It is not only Germany, but the German-speaking area, including Austria and Switzerland. And of course, if Little Liechtenstein ever has a unicorn, it goes on here as well.
I mean, historically, kind of the same anyway. Bad times, bad history. Let's not focus. Let's not dwell on that. So, bad joke. I really don't know if we should cut it out. Anyway, we have new unicorns to announce. In Germany, the Munich-based e-commerce specialist Commerce Tools raises 120 million euro from investors like Atzel and the German retailer Rewe, which now makes for a valuing of the company at 1.62 million euros or roughly 1.9 billion US dollars. We have Bain Capital, who pays a 700 million euros, who pays 700 million euros for a 40% stake in Berlin Brands Group, turning that one into a unicorn. Brands Group is a company that offers their own products via platforms and started buying up Amazon shops. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but there's a siren outside. So it's the usual New York siren that I am contractually obligated to have inside the podcast every time. Also on the 29th of July, we had something like a monster funding day in Germany. It doesn't have to do with Amazon Prime Day. It was just a day on which three large rounds of funding were announced. We have the Berlin-based Contentful Headless CMS, which raises 175 million US dollars at a $3 billion valuation. We have the Munich-based startup ISA Aerospace, which increases funding, its funding round from December to 140 million euro. And we have the Berlin-based Grover, a company to rent tech gadgets, who also raises 1 billion US dollars. Grover is also looking for a SPAC IPO. For all of these stories, you can find further information in our show notes. We have the links with more, with deeper information, but here we have to get going. So this is why I'm giving it back to you.
Thanks, Chris. The investor Kinetic values newly merged fintech Raisin and DS, formerly Deposit Solution, at 1.3 billion euros fair value as opposed to former book value at 2.5 billion at the merger. Don't get me started on fair value. Go down to the next library. There's a whole wall on just fair value topics. The Schmaby unicorn turned into a unicorn. We talked about Solaris Bank in our last recording. They joined the ranks of unicorns with a new funding round of 160 million euros for UK acquisition, valuing the company at 1.36 billion euros. As reported in This Month in German Startups, we talked about them, that they wanted to do it. Chris, giving it back to you.
Yeah. And talking about some more IPOs here, the Swiss startup Sport Radar raises 513 million US dollars in an IPO at a $7.4 billion valuation. And we have Babbel, language software company, to IPO for 24 to 28 euro a share in Frankfurt, valuing the company at 1 to 2 billion US dollars. They expect to raise around 190 million euro through that move. But they pulled the plug 2 days before the IPO in Frankfurt and said they are now waiting for a better time. And maybe they said so in different languages. Get it? Baba language? Spacks.
Chris, thank you. It's always a joy to do the news with you. Yeah, right. Talking about Spacks, home to go. Received 295 million US dollar funding injection as the SPAC moves closer, and they sealed the merger with Lakestar SPAC in German stock market first, valuing the company at 1.2 billion euros. Electric jet company Lilium launched on September 15th on Nasdaq, but the deal did not go according to plan. The German air taxi Lilium wanted to list as dollar sign LILM or LILMW. They were looking at raising something like 830 million US dollars, but eventually managed to raise something close to 550 at a 3 billion valuation. An article that is now OBE overcome by events, we shared that they would have run out of cash if they didn't go through with a SPAC deal or another funding. We also talked about the Tony box, which is something like really literally a small box, and you have little figurines that you put on top, and basically that's how you start the audiobooks there. It's very easy to use for children starting maybe at age 3. And they are doing a SPAC deal but did not manage to cross the unicorn threshold. We talk about them in the regular news. The existing unicorns, Vienna-based trading platform Bitpanda, raises 263 million US dollars at 4.1 billion US dollar valuation, not even 6 months after raising 170 million US dollars. They are also taking back the title of Austria's most valuable startup. And they also hired a global head of growth from neobank Revolut to fill in the same position. Chris, you got some more news?
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if they need someone for growth if they're already growing this fast. So probably that guy has a good day. In terms of quick commerce, we have news about Gorillas, which is a company that operates in probably one of the, I don't know, I would say most fastest growing, but also really weirdest markets right now in startup world, because it is one of the of those like 10 groceries within 10 minutes delivery startups. I think right now here in my New York neighborhood, I can right now choose between 4 of them. And it's really crazy how fast they are.
Did you ever use that? And I heard to the whole section of delivery services referred to as quick commerce. I'm not sure if that's the official title, but it matches pretty well. Have you already used Gorillas there as well?
No, not Gorillas. One is called Joker, but I did not like Joker that much because they kind of messed up with my order.
I thought due to bad jokes.
Yeah, no, I did not have any human interaction with them. And the other one was better, but unfortunately for them, I forgot the name. I think it's called 1520, referring to it takes 15 to 20 minutes until they deliver. But, you know, I just use them because I got discount codes, and then because otherwise, you know, you have the price, then you here in the US, you get tax on top, then you have the tip you give for the guy who picks it or the person who picks it, and then for the person who delivers it. And then it's adding up, and already the grocery prices are already higher than in a regular supermarket. So I don't know. But obviously, it's like super convenient. And 15 minutes is crazy. I mean, if I go to the little supermarket downstairs, then I take more than 15 minutes. So, but I also don't like the experience of like having to go through an app in order to order groceries. I think a lot of people are probably different. If it's just stuff for your pantry, like pasta or whatever. But still, for me, it's just not, I don't know, it's just not a nice experience. It would probably be different if I had a family of 5 and every week I needed to buy the same stuff over and over again. And then I probably would be thankful for someone taking that out of my day. But yeah. Nevertheless, going back to gorillas, they were making headlines this summer, but not necessarily the best kind of headlines. They were considered a shooting star of the Berlin startup scene. They raised funds at a $5 billion valuation, but they got a string of bad press and some problems. And now they are looking for funding at a just $2.1 billion valuation. Financial Times reported that DoorDash was interested in them. And there even was an article mentioning the bad W word, asking if Gorillas becomes the new WeWork. That article was in Sifted. We have Uber killer DoorDash is rumored to invest in Berlin-based Gorillas, another one. But also that deal then fell through, and then DoorDash now invests in the competitor, Flink. So you see also in Germany competition in that space already. And it's going a bit back and forth. No one really knows. Bloomberg had Delivery Hero set to invest in Gorillas at $3 billion value. All goes turmoil.
I do believe that was more or less in chronological order. So they first had a $5 billion valuation, then 2.1. And then after DoorDash fell through, Delivery Hero stepped in with a $3 billion valuation. So basically they lost, even though they got more money, they lost $2 billion in their value. I do believe that was the last published state of the affair.
Okay, and then looking at the other side of that, DoorDash then actually invested in the competitor Flink, and said they invested several million dollars. And now Flink is also at a $2.1 billion valuation, and meaning it's also a unicorn according to press reports. But also the CEO of Delivery Hero wanted to merge Flink and Gorillas, which obviously now seem to have fallen through. With the investment of DoorDash, this is off the table. Interesting or impressively, though, it took only 10 months for Flink from the point they registered the company to unicorn valuation, which, I don't know, probably seems like a pretty crazy bet on a business model that has yet to prove itself. Going back to you, and to one of our favorite neobanks.
Yes, of course, talking about N26 here. They also made headlines during the summer. Also, not necessarily the good ones. They got in trouble with the German finance oversight oversight body called BaFin, since they appeared to have not done enough to fight money laundering and scams, at least according to BaFin. They're not only popular with the clients, but also with scammers. A press report reveals approximately 1,600 accounts used for scams like fake shops or eBay scams. They failed to fight money laundering. And in one of Germany's states, Niedersachsen, every 10th case reported to the authority on suspicion of money laundering was actually with this neobank. It was so big that we even during summer wrote a blog post. N26 reacted to BaFin threats of limiting their new business because this would be horrible for the currently ongoing fundraising. And they were reported to give Thomas Grosser an additional role as risk manager. And surprisingly, you can learn a little bit more about Thomas in one of our old interviews linked here, at the point where he was still working in Frankfurt, in charge of Google Pay in Germany, of course, for Google at this time. And we also have a link for, that you can meet the seven Decacorns minted in Germany, and they are on hiring spree, but they are all listed. Additional reading, what we call stay ahead of the curve. We do have a few more readings here of interest. Also, Europe's quick commerce startups are overhyped. There are lessons from China and so on and so forth. Go to our link in the show notes and hit our blog post. Chris, it was a short pleasure with you, but I do believe we'll meet again.
Yes, let's keep in touch. Bye-bye.
That's all, folks. Find more news, streams, events, and interviews at www.startuprad.io. Remember, sharing is caring.